with preseason out of the way, we now focus to the regular season. One little thing that the Packers have to do before we can get there, that's like cut 20 people. 20 people are going to be out of jobs. Who might it be? We'll bring in from CheeseheadTV.com, Brian Caravu. The Packers won last night, right?
They won last night, correct.
All right, they won. I don't know the score. I don't care about the score. We're moving on. Preseason is finally over. But a couple guys did look good last night, and I don't know what kind of defenses they were playing against or what the defenses were showing, but Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien, a lot of attention on the backup quarterbacks this preseason. Are they going to keep both? May they keep just one? They both came into their final game. Both performed well. Going to be a tough choice for Ted Thompson. I think there's an obvious answer. What do you think, Brian?
It's definitely a difficult decision no matter what. Both players played well last night. Both Tolzien and Flynn threw two touchdowns apiece. Both of them avoided any interceptions. They're really making it difficult on Ted Thompson. Personally, I think you can't overreact to last season's quarterback troubles in Green Bay. I think that was kind of a once-in-a-decade experience in which there was injuries and you had Scott Tolzien who wasn't ready. I think the Packers are in a much different boat this season, and they'll you know, very likely stay more healthy than they were a year ago. And I think you only keep two, because if you keep three, I mean, in the perfect world, your third quarterback never takes a snap the entire season.
Yeah.
And it's a waste of a roster spot, I think, when there's, you know, you got to cut a guy then to keep a third quarterback. That's the way I would approach it, but, you know, I guess I couldn't blame them if they kept three, because both those guys did play so well.
Which one do you keep then, Tolzien or Flynn?
I would go with Tolzien. He's younger, he's got more upside, and he's got a stronger arm than Flynn.
When I said there was an obvious answer, I meant keep both and pick up another one. You can never have too much quarterback depth. No, I'm just kidding. I agree, though. Tolzien, I think he showed last night he's a little more mobile. Granted, Matt Flynn has saved us in games, but I also think that, you know, this is the only place he can play. He's going to be there if we need him. And I think Scott Tolzien, you don't want to let a guy like that go just in case the worst happens, and how much he's improved over the last year or two. So I like that. We'll see what Ted Thompson does, though. He's got a lot of tough decisions to make. They got to cut a lot of guys, about 20 guys, by Saturday. Did anybody win a job last night? Did anybody lose a job last night?
Well, the Packers did suffer a couple injuries, one notable one to rookie defensive lineman Kyree Thornton, who suffered a hamstring injury. Kind of waiting to see on how severe it is, but it could be a case where he ends up going on injured reserve, and that could open a roster spot for some other players. I think maybe two young guys who really maybe kind of earned a roster spot, maybe not necessarily last night, but over the course of entire training camp, would be rookie outside linebacker Jayrone Elliott. He had five sacks in the preseason. I think that leads the entire NFL in preseason action. And then defensive lineman Mike Pinnell, a big 340-pound nose tackle, especially with B.J. Raji gone for the season as well. I think the Packers need some big bodies, and he's going to be one of them that they keep.
There's a lot of guys. They really do have a lot of depth that you're going to see some of these cuts. And you're going to be like, oh, how could you cut that person? But you can only keep 53. Other teams are going to come in and scoop up some of these guys that we cut. Do you think there's going to be any surprises, or are there any players that you think have an inside track to maybe being cut, maybe a higher draft pick or a guy that we wouldn't have expected, or is Ted going to keep it pretty by the book?
Yeah, I'm not sure, besides Flynn, who I predict will be cut, but, you know, I can't think of any high-round draft choices. I think maybe one of the toughest decisions comes on outside linebacker Andy Malumba. The Packers have so much depth at linebacker, I don't know what you do with him, because, you know, he made the team last year and showed some promise, and I think he had a very good training camp. It's just a situation where the Packers have so many linebackers. What do you do with them? Maybe you try to trade them, or you cut them and you can put them on the practice squad and just keep them around. So I think that's one of the tougher ones. But, You know, as far as if anybody was thinking Nick Perry was going to get cut, nah, I don't think that's going to happen. He had a pretty good training camp after he came back from injury, and the Packers are just hoping his injuries are behind him and he can move forward now.
It will be interesting for sure. We'll keep you posted via Facebook and all those channels. And then a week from, not even today, a week from yesterday, the Packers back in action. It's the NFL season opener. They've got the daunting task of heading to Seattle to take on the defending champions. The coverage next Thursday on K107.1 will start at 5 p.m. The kickoff is set for 7:30. We'll talk with Brian Caravu the morning of to break it all down. And you'll have a chance, keep listening, you'll have a chance to win your way to a 60-inch TV this season again. More details on that to come. One more thing I want to ask you, Brian. You're a Badger alum. How do you feel about the LSU game this weekend?
I think it's going to be a very, very evenly matched team. Both teams have poor running games, and both teams lost a lot of wide receivers to the NFL. The Packers got Jared Everdarris, although he's hurt right now, and then LSU lost Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry. I think the team that ends up finding the way to pass the ball and have new wide receivers emerge at either Wisconsin or LSU, they're going to have the inside track on winning the game because both teams are going to be able to run the ball regardless.
Talking Badgers, talking Packers, high school football in full swing. Football season is back. Make no mistake about it. Brian, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend and enjoy your Labor Day.
Same to you. We'll talk to you next week.